Okay. Could you start then by giving me your name, address and date of birth, please?
Yeah. It's Gaynor Hughes. The 17th of the 4th, 50.
Lovely. And can you just tell me a little bit about your background, you know, your parents, what they did, do you have any siblings?
My mother worked in the hospital for 25 years, and my father worked in steelworks.
In Shotton, right.
Yeah, until he retired. My brothers, one worked in Courtaulds, in the castle, and the other one worked in the steelworks.
With your dad?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I've got two daughters.
Right.
One 40 and the other one 32.
Right, okay. Had your children quite young then?
Yeah.
So was your mother a nurse then, if she worked in the
hospital? No, she worked in the canteen.
Did she?
She was in charge of the canteen.
Okay, lovely. So were you born and bred in the village, really?
In this house.
Oh, in this house?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. So where did you go to school?
I went to the boot school just down the road here.
Right.
And then I went to Basingwick up in Hollywell.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and then I left school at 15.
Right. Did you want to leave?
At the time, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. The first year I worked in the paper mill, but everybody wanted to get in Courtaulds.
Did they?
Yeah, because the money was really good. Right. It was the highest paid around.
Right.
So I applied and I got the job there.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you sort of made an application, did you? You filled in a form?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. So how old would you have been then?
17.
Right.
Yeah.
But your first job was actually in a paper
mill?
In
a paper mill.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
What was that doing?
I can't really remember. I know it was big machines with rolls of paper.
Right.
You know, it's just down the road in Greenfield it was.
Right. And you got that straight from school, did you?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
So we were lucky to get in a job, you know, and it was hard to get in Courtaulds.
Okay. Had you tried before? Or
no,
you
the first time I
tried.
Right,
did you?
I suppose my record was good from the paper mill, so I got straight in there.
Okay. So what were you actually doing in the paper mill? Were you working these machines? Or
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was that hard?
Not really, no. Oh. No, it wasn't. That was a day job, that.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so...
Do you remember how much you were paid for the paper?
Oh, no, I can't remember, you know.
Okay.
I remember, though, when I went to work in Courtaulds, the money was fantastic.
You know, it was
the best around.
Ah.
And every weekend I used to go to Liverpool shopping for clothes.
Did you?
Yeah, every weekend. Yeah, because it was so good.
Yeah.
And then if we wanted to go out on a Friday night, we used to go with rollers in our hair to work.
Did you?
If we wanted to go out on a Friday night and we were working afternoons, we'd ask for a pass out.
What's a pass out?
If you can leave at half past 6 or 7 o'clock.
Right.
And then we'd go to the rave in the pub in Flint.
Yeah. So they used to give you a pass out,
yeah,
did they?
Yeah, if you'd done your work all week.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, so just to backtrack, did you have an interview for Courtaulds?
Yes,
you
did.
Right.
Yeah.
And obviously passed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it difficult?
I can't remember that either.
Do you remember your first day there?
No.
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 Do you remember your first impressions? Because presumably the paper mill was quite small, was it?
Yes. So
Courtaulds.
Courtaulds, massive.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had the time office and everything there. But there was three Courtaulds, wasn't there?
Was there? Three factories?
Yeah, there was Castle, there was Deeside, and there was Abba.
Right.
Well, Abba was the nicer one, which I was in.
Oh, really? Was that luck?
I think it was luck, yeah.
But
it was really nice there because the other two were bigger.
Were they?
Yeah.
Right.
And that was like the smaller one.
Okay. Do you remember your wage starting at Courtaulds, roughly?
Oh, no, I can't, you know.
Mm.
I really can't remember it. I could find out, I could ask Alice, because she's got a better memory than me, yeah.
What was your first job then there?
Coning.
Okay.
On those reels.
Right.
Yeah, and you had to keep your ends up, because you'd have an inspector coming round to see if they were all going.
Okay.
All these ends. It's like a big cone.
Right.
With either cotton or wool on. And the machines were all strapped up. All this had to go round.
It was moving all the time.
And if an end did break,
right,
you'd have to tie it quick.
So to keep it going, sort
to
of
keep
thing.
It going.
Right,
it
okay.
had to be on the go.
Ah.
And this, like, inspector would come and, you know, see how many ends you had down.
Right.
But we used to try and keep our ends up on the wall,
did
didn't
you?
We? Yeah, to keep having bonuses.
Ah. So you hadn't done that sort of work before. Did they train you?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you had to be trained.
Yeah. Was it like just a couple of days? Or
yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you find it? Did you pick the work up?
I picked it up
did
quick.
You?
Yeah.
Right.
I loved it. At
right.
the time, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It was something that I achieved keeping them going.
Okay.
You know.
Right.
To me, it was, ooh, I'm good. Yeah. But the three of us were all right on the wall.
Oh, so you were working in a little team, then, were you?
We all had a machine each.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So were you all young girls?
Well, Lil and Vanessa were older than me, a lot
right.
older than me.
Were they?
Yeah.
Ah. So were they already there when you started,
yeah.
were they?
Yeah,
okay.
And they'd been on the wall for a long time.
Right.
But I just started on normal coning machines.
Right, okay.
And I suppose I was fast, so they put me on the wall.
Okay, did you? So you moved pretty quick then to
yeah,
the wool, did
yeah.
you? Right,
yeah,
okay.
So that's good.
Yeah. And what was it like sort of just doing, because presumably you were working shifts, did you
yeah.
say? So what was the shift system like? What sort of shifts did
Six
you have
till
to
two
do?
2 and 2 till 10.
Did you have to do both, alternative?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. So what was that like, sort of?
It was all right,
was
yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I say, on an afternoon shift, we used to ask if we could have a pass out.
Right.
If we wanted to go somewhere, you know.
Right,
especially.
Okay.
Yeah.
So was the work, were you standing up or sitting down all
oh,
day?
Oh, standing up.
Were you?
Yeah.
Was that tiring? Or were you young? You didn't?
Young, you don't.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, does it?
Ah.
Yeah.
And
so.
You had to wear overalls, presumably.
Yeah.
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 Did the company supply the overalls for you?
No, we had to buy it.
Did you?
Yeah.
So did you all have sort of different uniforms then?
Different coloured.
Were they? You just gone out and bought
tabard,
some?
Summer tabards.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and I saw in the picture you had scholars on your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was
imagine
no...
Imagine somebody dropping on them now.
I'm presuming there was no health and safety when
good
you started.
God. Not that I knew of.
So what did women wear and beneath their overalls then? Did you just wear your normal clothes?
Some used to wear dresses.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, normal clothes.
Right.
Skirts and little tops.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did some people wear, you had scholars on, did some people wear high heels or was that too uncomfortable?
I don't think they wore heels.
Right.
No, flats.
Ah. So these machines were going all
yeah.
the time, I presume.
Yeah. And when you went on your breaks, somebody would take over.
Oh, would they?
Yeah.
To keep it going
keep
all the time.
Keep them going all the time.
Right. So when you had breaks, did you have regular breaks throughout the day?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Like a coffee break
yeah.
in the morning?
Yeah, because I was with the same girls all the time.
Were you?
Yeah.
So did the three of you go at the same time? Or did you cover each other?
No, we all went at the same time.
Oh, did you?
And then other girls would step in.
Right, okay.
Yeah, on
right.
different breaks.
Right.
Yeah.
So was there a good canteen there? Could you have your meals, like your lunch there, dinner
yeah,
time?
It was only like an old shed.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was like a room. Not very big.
Right.
Yeah.
But was that in a different building, or was it part of the same?
It was parts of the same.
Right.
Yeah.
So, were you all on one level, or was there two levels?
No, one level.
Just one level?
Yeah.
So, you used to walk to the
yeah,
canteen?
Yeah.
Okay. So, did they have food there, or did you take
no,
your
we
own?
No, we took our own.
Did you?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, was it just a coffee machine, or a kettle?
I think there was a kettle there, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Did you have to take your own tea bags in as well?
I think we did, and coffee,
ah,
yeah.
Right,
mm.
Okay. So did you have to clock in and out?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Were they quite strict on timekeeping?
Yeah, they were there.
Were they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what would
one
happen
thing.
If someone was late?
You get warnings.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you, because you You live several miles from Flint here, don't you?
No.
Oh, no, okay.
No.
Oh.
It's only about 3-4 miles.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right. But you didn't used to walk in, you used to get the bus.
Oh, yeah, the bus,
right.
Because it was laid on for us, wasn't it?
So this is a company bus then, was it? A special bus with the company?
It must have been. I'm sure it was Phillips's, because we were talking, me and Alice, about this, and she said it used to come down that way. And she said, I'm sure it was Phillips's bus.
Right.
Bus service.
So that was, how long did the journey take to go in there? Right.
About 10 minutes, if that.
Right. And did you have to pay bus fare, or was it free?
No, it's free.
Was it?
Yeah.
And that bus brought you home?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you were doing different shifts, would the bus still take you, even for the night shift?
Oh, yeah.
Would it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So did you just do the day shifts, or did you have to do the night shift as well?
The two shifts we done.
Right.
6 till 2 and 2 till 10.
Right. Was it a 10 till, like, 6 in the morning? Did it run in the evenings and the night as well?
No.
Right.
I don't think so, anyway.
Okay.
I can't remember that,
right,
being a night shift, no.
Okay. So when you were working in your team, were you able to just chat? Could you hear each other speak?
No, it was noisy.
Was it?
Yeah.
Right.
And we didn't have ear things on.
No
ear
protections. Oh.
God, what do you think?
You don't think at the time, though,
no,
do you?
No.
Did anybody ever sort of, I don't know, because you're using these machinery, did anybody ever have accidents at work?
No.
No.
No. I can't remember one accident there. But, you know, I mean, there must have been.
Yeah.
But where we were, there wasn't none.
Right. So you were in the Abba mill, did you say?
Yeah.
Abba factory. How many worked there, roughly? Hundreds?
There must have been.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So it was quite big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, were they both...
was smaller than the other two.
Right.
So.
But were they far away? Were they all in the same place, more or less?
No, because the castle works was under the bridge in Flint, which was quite a way.
Right.
And the Deeside one was where McDonald's is in Flint now.
Right, okay.
And then we were way up the top.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay. But still in Flint?
Oh, yeah,
right,
still
but
in Flint.
Okay, so they were quite spaced
out.
Right. Right. And were there, where you were working, were they just girls or were there men working?
No,
there?
Men
as
well.
Men as well?
Yeah.
So what did the men do? Were they doing the same
they
sort of work?
They were the cones and everything, the work to us.
Right, okay.
And then they'd be packing.
Right.
You know.
So when you did the cones, where did they go?
I suppose to a storeroom.
Right, okay.
You know, to the other side of the factory.
Right.
Where they used to wrap them and send them away.
Okay. So what were they used for? You know, were they sent to places to make clothes out of them?
There must have been.
Right.
And for wool. Well, as I say, it was definitely wool because you could buy the wool in the shops because they had a shop there as well.
Oh, did they? Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for people that done knitting,
right,
could sell these big cones.
Oh, okay. At sort of special,
yeah,
low price.
Yeah. I'm sure they were £5 a cone.
Were they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember now. £5.
Did you knit? Did you buy them?
I started knitting later on in life.
Did you? Okay.
Well, I'm saying later on when I had the children.
Okay.
That's when I started to knit. But then you could buy them from Abercan.
Could you?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. So the machines then, there was just the girls.
Yeah.
And the men were bringing the cones and taking them away to be packed.
Yeah.
What was the
and
sort
bringing
of
the work to us.
Were they?
Yeah.
What was this? Was there any sort of, I don't know, banter? What was the?
Oh, we used to have a laugh.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course we did.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you used to sort of tease?
Because when all the line was going, you could have a chat then.
Hmm.
As long as you kept your eye on it, you know.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So was there like a supervisor?
Yeah.
Watching you.
Yeah.
Right. What were they like, the managers?
They were all right.
Were they?
Yeah, they were then.
Was it like, all right, as long as you did your work?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you say you couldn't, you know, have to keep your ends going,
yeah,
and you couldn't leave your loom, machine, if you wanted to go to the toilet, for instance,
you'd ask somebody.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then somebody had to come and...
Come and take over.
Right.
That's why we never retired.
Okay.
To keep it going.
So when you arrived, say you were on the morning shift,
yeah.
What time did you start? Six?
Six.
6 o'clock. So what time did the bus go from here?
Oh, about 5:30.
Right. So when you arrived at work, did you have to clock in?
Yeah.
Right. And then what was the routine? What did you do? Did you just go straight to the machine and...
Well, at 6 o'clock, once the buzzer went.
Oh, there was a buzzer, was
yeah.
there? Okay.
Yeah. Once that went, we knew straight to the machines then.
Right. But before that, if you were early, you could just stand around and have a chat,
oh,
could
yeah,
you?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So when the buzzer went, did everybody just...
Go.
Did they?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then we'd wait for our break.
Right.
I think we had 3 breaks, you know, in that time.
Right. Okay.
Mm.
So did the day, because we were from 6 to 2 then, was that 8 hours, did it go quite quickly? Or
yeah.
Did you find it go quickly?
Yeah.
Right. Did you not find the work was a bit sort of monotonous?
It was.
Yeah.
But you were on the go all the time anyway.
Right.
And
yeah.
you thought about the money, didn't you? You know.
Right.
You, at that time, you wanted to keep your job.
Right.
Because, you know, it was good money there.
Yeah. So what did you do with your... I know you said you went shopping, but what did you give money to your... Because you were living at home, were you?
Yes,
still?
Yeah. I used to give my mother housekeeping.
Did you?
Yeah.
Right. Was that the better part of the wages? Did you keep a little bit for yourself? Or 50-50? How did it work?
Well, she used to take £20 off me at the time. I think... I'm sure I was on 100, you know.
Really? Were you paid monthly?
No, weekly.
£100 a week?
I'm sure it was that.
Blimey.
That was with bonuses,
with
mate.
Bonuses.
Yeah.
Because
I used to give my mother £20 a week. Yeah. And then I used to moan about that. Oh, God. But it's all right, yeah.
So did you, when you say you had bonuses, did you make, like, bonus every week?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Mm. I can remember the bonus. It was £7 bonus on top of your wages.
Was it?
Yeah.
Right. And that,
and
was,
that was good, if you could get that, a £7 bonus.
Yeah. So why would you have a bonus, but you did more combs?
It's to get the work out quicker, isn't it? That's why they used to give you a bonus. Yeah.
Right. So were you happy to work quicker in order to get the money?
Yeah, of course I was. That's why I wanted that big bonus, because £7 then was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were talking mid-60s, are we, or thereabouts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a lot of money.
It was a lot.
Yeah. So the...
But we didn't make £6, you know, or £7 every week.
Right. It varied.
Varied.
So the £7 would be like a good week.
Yeah.
Would it?
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you, apart you said you went to Liverpool and bought clothes.
Oh, yeah.
What else did you spend your money on? Did you smoke, for instance?
I wasn't smoking then.
Ah.
I do now. But we used to go out. So all the girls used to go out to the Raven in Flint.
All the girls in the factory?
Yeah, most of them.
Did they?
You know, the young ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the Raven was the in place then.
Was it?
So everybody used to go there, yeah.
Is it still there?
No, it's flats.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So was it, did you just go to every Friday and Saturday night?
Oh, every Friday we used to go.
Did you straight from work?
Yeah, that's right. No, Saturday nights we used to go. But sometimes on a Friday there was something on. So we used to go then.
Right.
If we could get a pass out.
Okay.
Not all of us had pass outs, you know.
Right.
But some of my friends worked in Deeside as well.
Okay. So you
like,
get together.
Like Alice, my friend, she worked in Deeside.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you were going out straight from work, what would you take your change of clothes with you? And do your makeup?
No, we used to come home.
Oh, you used to come home,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah, but then
right.
you'd have to get the bus.
Right.
Home.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So did you used to wear, like, makeup to work?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't used to wear a lot then.
Yeah.
Because just mascara, you know, then.
Right.
Yeah.
I see from
some of the girls used to go with rollers in the hair.
Did they?
Yeah, and scarves.
Were they like the older ones?
Hmm?
Were they like the older ones? Or the young girls as well, with the rollers?
Yeah, I suppose they were like the older ones.
Yeah. Because they seem from your photographs, you've got very 60s hair and you're very long.
Yeah.
And Miss Mostyn as well.
Yeah.
Has the
Oh, yeah, she had it up to there, didn't she?
Yeah. Why did you call her Miss Mostyn?
I don't know, it was a nickname.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah. God.
Did you have a nickname?
Yes. I did. This Kevin named me Ellie May. What, you know the Clampett family?
Is it TV, is it?
Yeah, yeah. Her name was Ellie May, and she had these high bunches. Well, I used to put my hair in high bunches, and he nicknamed me down. It stuck, you know. Yeah. God. Oh. When you think back, Ellie May.
So what was the company like to work for? Were they very good?
Yeah, they were.
If you were sick and you wanted time off or something, did they pay you sick pay?
I can't remember, you know that.
Right.
I just can't remember.
It's age,
isn't it?
No, it's not about remembering, you know, it's just whatever you can...
Yeah.
But you had... did you have, like, Christmas bonus and Christmas parties?
I can't remember that, even.
Mm.
No, I just can't remember.
Right. But you
it's
had...
It's a long time ago,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
But presumably the factory shut in the summer, did it, for the factory fortnight?
No, don't ask me that either.
No, God. Vicky says, you know, what do you call it, shut down?
Could it be?
Yeah, they used to shut and clean the machines.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Well, she can remember more than me then. Yeah.
Do you remember if there was a trade union there?
Yes, there was.
Oh, all right. Were you a member?
I don't think I was, no.
Right.
No.
Do you remember any... strike or any dispute or anything when you were there?
No. Did Vicky say there
she
was?
She said there was a walkout for like 1 hour once.
Was she in the same factory as me?
No.
No, Deeside was she?
She was Deeside, yeah, I think Deeside. Yeah.
Yeah, I think she was.
She? Were there any sort of, I don't know, complaints amongst yourselves, you know, about where you were treated? Because like you said, there's no health and safety.
Mm.
Did you have any grumbles about anything?
Not that I can remember.
Okay.
Mm.
So did everybody get on?
Oh, there was bickering going on.
Was there?
Yeah.
Right.
You get that everywhere, don't you?
Yeah.
But the girls I went round with were nice.
Were they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lovely. But you always get bickering in factories.
Yeah.
Rowing and that.
Yeah. So how long were you there in the ABBA factory?
I think about 4 years.
Right. Did you stay doing the same job then for those 4 years? You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did your wage go up during that time? It doesn't matter if you can't remember what it was, but...
It must have done.
Yeah.
It must have gone up.
Right.
Yeah. I'm trying to think where I went after that. I know where I went after that, after the factory. I got a job in the shop up in Hollywood.
Right.
In the shoe shop for Gwyn Davis. And it was days.
Right.
And I thought, I want days.
Okay.
I was fed up with shifts, I think.
Were you?
Yeah.
So had you made plans to leave? You were planning to leave the factory, were you?
Yeah.
Right. And is that why you left?
And I knew Gwyn and Dot well. So I went to work for him. Then he had a club. Well, he opened a club in Kaigurley. And I went to work in the club as well. So I had the shop and the club.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. So were you still living at home then?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm.
So you went to the factory about 16. So you left about the age of 20 then, did you?
Yeah, 19.
Right. Okay, did you do a factory work after that?
Anywhere yes, else? I did go back into factories after I'd come, and I went to Convatec.
What's that?
That's another factory. They make colostomy bags.
Do they?
Yeah,
gosh.
On Deeside.
Right.
Convatec it was called. It's another name for it now.
Okay, we're still going then,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, still going.
How long were you then?
I was there a couple of years.
Were you?
Yeah. Because my daughter came to work with me. then.
Yeah. Did she?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd got Carmen, and she was in her teens.
Right.
And I got her in then to work.
Okay. So, when did you get married?
When I was 21, I think.
All right.
20.
Okay.
20.
So it wasn't long after you left the factory?
No.
Right.
No.
And then how old were you when you went back to that colostomy bag place?
Oh, crikey. I'm trying to think where I worked before that, because I worked somewhere else after I'd got Carmen. I can't blink and think, you know, where.
But you were at home for a little while
with
your children.
Yeah.
So why did you go into the back into the factory at that point?
It was good money again.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was another place which paid well.
Right. So what were you doing in that factory?
In this Convatec, making colostomy bags.
You were actually making the colostomy bags?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that on a machine?
Yeah, they were all machines.
Were they?
Yeah, and there was fast lines there.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but you swapped over every hour, every 2 hours it was. You went on different machines, you know.
Did you?
Yeah.
What, to make a different project?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh, why?
Save it getting
monotonous.
Yeah.
Blimey, that's quite enlightened.
Yeah. That's still going.
Right. So was it all girls in that factory as well?
No, there was men there.
Was
so
there?
Yeah.
Doing the same type of work?
No, all the girls worked the machines.
Right.
Yeah.
And the men did the heavy stuff.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Mm. And what was the wages like in that place?
In Convatec.
Convatec.
£200 a week.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was good money there.
Was that your basic rate?
To come home with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That without a bonus.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
And what was the difference between the Courtauld and the Convatec?
It was years apart now.
Was
I don't think Courtauld was up there then.
All right.
Must have shut down then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So the facilities were quite
different.
Quite good, were
yeah,
they?
Yeah, completely different.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So you were there for a couple of years, you said?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So have you enjoyed factory work, or did you just do it for the money?
I think once you're there and the girls are alright, I did enjoy it.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's not something you could have done forever, do you think?
No, I couldn't have stayed in the same place.
Okay.
Forever.
Right.
No, I had to have a change.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I went into care work after.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mm.
I'd done 10 years it was of care work.
Right.
Because I was based in one house with an elderly couple, May and John, for 5 years.
Right.
And when they died,
mm,
I thought I'm not doing care work again because I got that close to them.
Yeah.
And their family.
Okay.
I thought, no, I'm not doing it again. So I went into another factory.
Did you? This is the third factory, is it?
Yeah. Which made steel.
Right.
Steel ties.
Where was that?
That was based in Greenfield. It was called Ancon.
Ancon, I've heard of
Have
that.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
It's in Deeside now.
Right.
So I was there for 3 years.
Were you?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How old did you have been when you went there?
I was with May and John. 64 now, I must have been about 50.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. And were you there for a
48.
Okay.
Yeah, 50.
Right.
Yeah.
And you did a couple of years?
Three I worked there.
Yeah, okay. So you've done little stints in these factories.
Yes. Yeah, I had a taste of them.
Yeah. I suppose it's hard to compare because they were so many years apart.
Yeah.
But what do you, going back to Courtauld's, what do you remember most about it? And what did you like most about it? That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. And I really can't remember, you know.
Right.
I wish I could.
Yeah. When you left school, because you were 15, you say, were you sort of quite nervous about going out to work, or was it just like expected?
Yeah, it was expected.
Was it?
Yeah.
You,
I think my mother wanted keep off me.
Right, okay.
You know, I was old enough to go out to work.
Yeah.
So you had to work.
Yeah. And of course you started quite young. Did you sort of, I don't know, become quite confident because you were working,
yeah.
you know, with older women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. You have more respect, don't you, for them?
Yeah. Do you remember sort of how the relationship was between the young girls and the older women in quarters?
I think they used to look after the young girls.
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I always got on great with Lou and Vanessa.
Did you?
Yeah.
In what way? Did they sort of help you? Or?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Okay. So, you were single and young. Were there sort of married women there? Were they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Loads of married women there.
Right. So did they...
From Mould and places like that.
Right. So a woman could, because in your photograph, your friend is pregnant.
Yeah.
And you think she went back after she had her children?
I think she did, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know if the company paid maternity leave to them?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember any sort of benefits at all?
No.
No perks?
No, I can't. No, my mind's gone now. Yeah. It's a shame, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a long time ago, isn't it?
Yeah,
it sort of
is. God, you think all those years.
Do you remember anything sort of unpleasant there ever?
No, I don't really, because I enjoyed it there.
Right, okay.
From what my little brain tells me. You know, I just can't think back of anything horrible.
When you showed me that photograph of... You said a German company came to the...
I'm sure it was a German company.
Right. Were they taking it over, or what were they? Why were they there?
They must have been taking it over.
Right.
Or perhaps they had shares in it.
Okay.
But they did used to come.
Right.
You know.
So why did they want a photograph of you?
I don't really know.
Mm.
I know it was in... I think we used to get a magazine, and it was in the magazine.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
Unless it went abroad.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
They asked me if I would do it, and I said, yeah.
Did you feel self-conscious? You look very natural. Did you feel sort of...
I was
shy?
Nervous
were
when
you?
They were taking that photograph,
yeah.
And I'm sure there's another one, you know, but my brother's got... Well, he's dead now, my brother, but his wife. I did ask June to have a look. But I'm sure I had two of them.
Did you?
Mm. Oh. Yeah. My brother used to say, oh, can I borrow that photo? And I never used to get them back.
But these are lovely, the ones you've got here.
Yeah.
I think they're great. And this one, he said
did
somebody
Vicky
took this.
Oh, took David
these.
Lumley.
Was he working there, was he?
Yes, he was in the office.
Right, okay. So was that for a magazine, or was
no,
it just...
No, he was just into photography.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah, and he said, oh, can I take some photos of you?
Right.
So I said, yes, because I was only a young girl, and I thought, yeah.
So are you still in touch with people from Courtaulds, even after all these years?
I see Jackie Bibby now and again. Alice is my best friend anyway. She worked in the Deeside Mill.
Right.
Elaine Jones from Mould. See her. Yeah, well, that's all really. I suppose a lot of people are dead now, you know.
Yeah, I guess after all these years.
Yeah.
Well, lovely. Thank you very much.
Okay.